Thank you. A short introduction, a brief introduction to the topic of spiritual gifts and how it connects with Orphan Sunday is this. Paul writes to a church in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and he says, I want you to be informed. I want you to be informed about spiritual gifts. The reason why we are having a series in our Sunday school classes and on Sunday morning about spiritual gifts is that there is a great need for the church to be informed about the ways in which God has uniquely and specially created us and gifted us to fulfill what he has in front of us. And what we discover in those verses that following that opening verse, in verses 4 through 6, is that there are different kinds of gifts, and but there's something that's the same. So I'm going to have you read this verse aloud with me. Read 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6 together. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the and in everyone, it is the same God at work. If you are a Christ follower, God's Spirit lives in you. And when he came to live in you, he came bearing gifts. It's like your birthday. And you have gifts that are unique to you. They're different. The gifts that God has for me are different than yours. Some of you would think, like, there's no way I could stand up in front of everybody and I would preach. You know, you wouldn't want to do that. You would throw up if you had to do that. And that's okay. I mean, maybe not the throwing up part, but I mean, just saying, it's okay that you don't feel that you could do what I do. I have gifts of preaching and teaching, but you have gifts that far exceed what I have. When I see your gifts of mercy and hospitality and kindness and service and helps, I mean, it is of great encouragement to me. You're not supposed to be me. I'm not supposed to be you. You're not supposed to be the person sitting next to you. When we stand before God, he's going, did you do what I asked you to do, not what I asked someone else to do? So it's the same God. So same Lord, Spirit, God. That's the same that's reiterated in each of these verses, but there are different expressions of how God wants us to live. In a verse that Sherry began our service with in James, we find another same and different that I'd like to conclude with, and that is different gifts, same calling. Now, originally, you may think, like, you know, I'm not called to adopt. I'm not called to foster. In fact, I don't even like this Sunday. I don't think I need to come to church on this Sunday because I don't feel like that's something in my life or is that something that I'm called to do. I just want to remind you that if you don't feel that sense that you're supposed to adopt or foster, that's okay. Today isn't about convincing you or us that this is the only expression of orphan care. In fact, today and every Orphan Sunday is about us understanding that the care for the at-risk of the world, the kids, the orphans, and the widows, those who are in the womb and those who are at the end, and everyone in between who are at risk, which I go, at risk of what? At risk of disease, at risk of homelessness, at risk of loneliness, at risk of, the list goes on. And God is telling us that we are to be attentive to those who are at risk. And he uses the orphans and the widows repeatedly throughout Scripture to say, will you be attentive to those needs? This is the verse from James chapter 1. Read this aloud with me, James 1:27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So to look after orphans and widows using our spiritual gifts that are unique to each of us will look different from what the Millers have done and what perhaps God is wanting and asking of you. Let me just use this as an illustration. So the care of orphans, if you have the gift of hospitality, might be opening your home to adopt, but also might mean that you're opening your home to watch the kids of someone who's in the process of that. Your gift of craftsmanship may mean that you're getting on a plane and you're building an orphanage in another country, or you're going over to someone's house and finishing a project that they just can't get to because of all the paperwork, all the court appointments. Your gift of mercy might be to sit down and to listen and to encourage. Your gift of encouragement would be a card in the mail or a phone call. It doesn't have to mean that we all are doing the same thing. In fact, we all can't and shouldn't do the same thing. But we do have one calling, and that one calling is to make a difference in those around us who are at risk, the orphans, the widows. We ought to care for the widows as well. This Orphan Sunday has with it this widow idea. This widow who has lost a spouse, maybe lost her children, or caring for her kids without. What does that look like? Well, here locally, it may mean that you're, with your gift of hospitality, are inviting an older person to your home who hasn't been outside Timbercrest or Peabody for a long time because no one has ever invited them to their house. It may mean that with your gift of creativity, that you are sitting down and listening to their story and you're scrapbooking all their pictures that they have and you're putting it into something that's contemporary. Your expressions of caring for the widow, your expressions of caring for the orphans, using your gifts will enhance God's work in this place and around the globe. Helps for widows, the list goes on, which is why this card, which is focusing on foster and adoption families, could go beyond that as well. But this is going to be in the pew for an entire month. And we'd like to ask you to consider, how could my gifts be used to help someone I know or someone I don't? We'd like to help you do that. Now, this is the prayer for the month. I introduced this to you probably a couple years ago. I'm reintroducing it for this month during our study on spiritual gifts. If you're not in a class, I'd like to encourage you to be a part of a discussion with other people about spiritual gifts. But this short prayer is one I'd like to challenge you to pray this month. Lord, what is mine to do? What is mine to do? What are they supposed to do? Or I'm not doing what they're doing. We're asking ourselves, Lord, what is mine to do in this area and other areas? Because I'll tell you this, God has a wonderful plan for you. He will use your gifts and you to make a difference. Everyone at every age has something to contribute. And God has gifted you uniquely, and experiences in your life has shaped you to carry on the work of Christ. The question is, will we do that? I believe it begins with just an openness of our heart, Lord, what is mine to do? And a willingness to say, I will do it in Jesus' name. So Heavenly Father, we pray that prayer now, that our hearts will be open to what you have for us, how you have gifted us and shaped us by the power of your Holy Spirit, and that together we would fulfill our one call to care for those who are at risk in this world in your name. So we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen. God blessings to you all. We'll see you next Sunday, bringing your food, bringing your table service, bring a friend as we celebrate what God has for us next week. 10:30 only.